This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always, always, always appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Coming up after the first break. We are going to have, you know, I did a story a couple of weeks ago in the NAACP, and they want charter schools closed down. Now, the funny thing about it is that if they would just do their homework, they would find out that charter schools actually support their people, the people they're trying to defend, the people they've been defending. You know, I don't get their logic. And I'm not going to waste this whole segment, going through it. We'll talk about it. While we have Jeff Brown from the Learn for Life Charter School System and how they do help kids and the kind of kids they do help, that comprehensive high schools a lot of times have a hard time dealing with. I don't even mean that in a bad way. It's just they don't have the resources to deal with them. And every kid is entitled to an education. Not every kid learns exactly the same way. Excuse me, not every child. So we'll dive into charter schools, what they are, how they help, what they do. Now, months ago, I said to you what was going to happen with that Confederate flag ban. You know, everybody going nuts over the Confederate flag. And frankly, what I said has happened. Now, you're not going to be able to have the Confederate flag anywhere, even for historical reasons. Now, York Tech, they're banned the Confederate flag, not from campus. They've actually banned it from the Confederate history event. Right? Now, they have a history event now that talks about the Confederacy, what it was all about, what it did, how it worked. But you can't have the Confederate flag there. You can't have a, right? So this is, remember I told you? They're going to cleanse. They're going to try to cleanse history. A South Carolina college is hosting a Confederate history event, but has banned the Confederate flag from being displayed. York Technical College entered into the contract leasing space on campus to the Sons of Confederate Veterans for a convention in March 2017. And almost immediately after the information became public knowledge, the school fell under intense scrutiny. Your little weenie didn't want to see it. Yeah, you heard me. They're bothered by something, so they don't want to see it. Now, according to the Herald, the area NAACP chapter and other local citizens expressed concern that the Confederate flag would be publicly displayed and create controversy, arguing that a public institution should not agree to host any group that promotes the banner. They're not promoting the banner. They're talking about history. Soon, you're not going to be able to show a picture of a black person when you talk about slavery. Now, will you? How stupid is that? The law tells us we can't control. The law tells us that we cannot control the views of those who rent from us, no matter how disgusting we might believe those views to be. York Tech President Dr. Greg Rutherford conceded, though he also outlined a way of skirting that obligation, saying the school would exercise its rights as landlord to prohibit the display of any Confederate flag or related symbol on campus during the SCV convention. So what are they going to do? They're going to make them take off their suits, take off their uniforms? What are they going to do? They go on to say that they have to get our permission to display anything, and we won't allow them to display things that we don't want them to display, including the Confederate flag for sure. The Dr. Mark Tarpley, the school's vice president for business services, he says, we'll see what else they come up with. If that means some of their vendors can't come, then that's the way it's going to have to be. If it means we have to leave holes like Swiss cheese, you know, in our history like Swiss cheese, then that's just what we're going to have to do. Because we don't want any of those little snowflakes to be upset at all about what America has done in the past and what it's done to overcome. You see, if you start to scrub it, if you start to wipe it out, then what happens is you can't show how America changed its ways. You can't show how we got better. You can't show how we were willing to change and become a better society. Come on, think about it. If you simply say, we were racist, we are racist, we continue to be racist. Look, we want to show the Confederate flag again. That proves the point. Well, then you can't show. I mean, most of these kids, they don't even know what we fought the Civil War for. They have no clue that the Civil War was actually being fought to fight racism, to fight slavery, to give blacks their just due, if you would. Local NAACP leaders were also at the conference and assured the crowd that they would be seeking legal counsel. Members Jack Hayes Day said the NAACP would hold York Tech accountable to its promise of prohibiting Confederate flags, but he also told the crowd there is still a possibility that York Tech would not have to actually honor the contract. He didn't say how, they're looking to get out of it because it's an uncomfortable situation. Let's not fight through it. Let's not come up with an agreement. Let's find a way to skirt it and not honor our word, not honor our contract. What did they think? What did they think that a history event of the Confederacy was going to include? The American flag? The Don't Tread on Me flag? A white surrender flag, maybe. That's what the school should have, a white surrender flag. Maybe that's, there you go, that's perfect. I think that a political correctness flag should be made. And it's simply white. Just a white flag, period. What do you think? I like the idea myself. It's about what it is, right? You're surrendering. You're surrendering to the nut jobs. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do mean that sincerely. Come on back. We got a lot coming up after the break. We're actually going to talk to Jeff Brown, one of the co-founders of Learn for Life. It's a charter school system. You need to know what charter schools are. You need to know what public school is all about. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
We are back. Hopefully you are too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on Genesis Communication. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you spend with me. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. And if you're one of those Facebook freaks, we have a live. I keep calling it a chat room, but my producer keeps saying it's not a chat room, Joe. It's a feed. Okay, so we have a live feed on Facebook, and you'll find smarter people in there than I am, and you can have a great conversation if you don't want to listen to me, but at least you can get together over this. So, you know, we do a lot of stories around here on education, and you know that I'm on a trustee on a school board here in Southern California. And even though I'm on a school board in Southern California, I'm always kind of making fun of the education system because we're doing the same thing that we've been doing for, you know, 150 plus years. It's the same way we teach, very little variations. And I will just say there's a certain group of society that likes that. They like the way it is. It's been the same for 150 plus years. Then there's another group of society that says, hey, you have to keep the kids in school like Joe Messina, who was bouncing all over the place. I had a great counselor at the time. I don't think the counselors were as bogged down as they are today. Grabbed me by the back of the head and said, Messina, you're obviously not going to college. Let's find something you can do. brought me down to the shop, and I fell in love with everything. You had tools. We had power tools. That was great. That's what kept me in school. So I've become a big fan of what's been called, well, I don't know why they call it this, but what's been called the charter school movement. It just has a weird sound to it, and people don't really know what a charter school is. So I've asked Jeff Brown to join me today. He is one of the founders of Learn for Life, and he has a charter school. Good charter. It's a cool school system.
It's very cool. For you to say.
It's a charter school system that's prevalent here in California, but also extends throughout the country. We need to know what your kids don't have to be pigeonholed in a certain way of learning. We need to find out how to teach our kids, how to find their passion, how to help them stay in school and get educated. Jeff, thanks for joining me today. I really appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me on, Joe. I'm so excited about the charter movement, and I've been involved in it now for, 15 years.
Yeah.
And of course, I started with just the idea that we'd be able to reach out and help some students. It's grown really very large as far as California's concerned and going throughout the nation, but people don't understand what it is.
Yeah, but let's give, and we'll talk about this more as we go on, but let's give some credit here. There are a lot of charter schools that do it poorly and they die. And there are charter schools like yours that, you know, you're constantly looking for that niche. You're constantly looking for that kid. How do I reach that kid who won't come to school because? And you do a very good job at it. What is a charter school, by the way? People don't even know what a charter school is.
Well, that's like saying, well, what size bus do we have? charter schools are a variety of different types of styles. There's what they call a comprehensive charter school, which is a seat-based school, very similar to what you're used to seeing for 150 years. But the difference in that is that it's an individual type of learning, and it's not teacher-student ratio is less. There's virtual learning where kids learn on watching a scope, you know, watching Skype and doing that work. There's homeschooling. But then our type of program is called personalized learning. And what this does is it reaches out to the students that are at risk, that really can't attend the public schools in a normal system for a variety of reasons. Some of them, it's just maybe a young girl's pregnant or has a child, or a young man has to work to help his family, a young woman needs afraid to go to regular schools. So our program is designed to reach those people.
And maybe they're seeking a career. You know, we are in Southern California. There are places where people are having to work at a career as well, correct?
One of the most exciting programs that we have going in our programs is called CTE, Career Technical Education.
My favorite.
Well, the public schools are slowly trying to come back to that, but they're way below the curve. We've been working on this for quite some time now. We recognize that we can provide a diploma. We can give a kid a good education and get him a high school diploma. And then what? Realistically, they're all going to go to the university. I don't think so.
No. Hey, some people, you know, in my travels, when we talk about charter schools, people think that a charter school is a private school. It is not a private school, is it?
No, it's a public school. There is no tuition. As a matter of fact, we reach out to get the students in and try to help them with every type of system that we can to enable them to have a career after they leave.
And again, I want to go back to make sure people understand. These are your public tax dollars going to this. This is the same thing as a public school, virtually no difference between the two, except I would say in some of the schools I've stepped into when it comes to the charter school system, there is you do tailor the learning. You have the ability to tailor their learning to the kids that are coming to the school for that area. Right?
I'll give you an example. We call it personalized learning for a specific reason. When a student comes to us to enroll in our school, we do an assessment test. And in that assessment test, we find out what that student really needs. Are they behind in reading? Are they behind in math? Are they behind in the basic core subjects? Enable them to be able to learn. Now, I don't care what grade they think they're in. It's what they really are. Joe, I've got to tell you something. One of the sad things we find in California, we have so many students that come to us that are technically seniors, 16, 17 years old, going on 18 years old, reading at fourth and fifth grade level. Sad. So we program our programs to them. Here's what you need to do before you can move on.
Well, my youngest son, he's already told me he doesn't mind me saying this, he was in a different school district, but I remember him being in the sixth grade, stumbling through what I thought was a sixth grade reading level book. When I went to his counselor, he said that he was fine. He was right there at his grade level. He's the lower end of it, but he's there at his grade level. For whatever reason, I walked out of the counseling office. I walked over to the school library, and I said, what grade level is this book? And she looked at it, and she punched a couple things in on the computer. She said, fourth grade level.
Well, you know, we have a problem in I think throughout the United States in moving the kids through. It's just, you know, population growth and trying to get those kids through and say, I don't want to be told that I'm not educating. And frankly, I have empathy for the teacher in her classroom with 40 kids, and every 45 minutes in high school, they got to turn them over. How are you going to teach?
Yeah, that is 150-year system I'm talking about, where you go through 5-6 classes a day. You know, the kids got to grab books. You got to change between classes. And you're right, 45 minutes. What do you got, 10 minutes to take attendance, get the kids to sit down, get them settled in. You take another 10 minutes to go over their homework, right, from the night before, make sure they understood what they were talking about. So what do you really teach in a class like that, 11 minutes?
Well, what you teach is wait for the bell to ring so you can move to the next class. It's so hard. It's so hard for them. And I appreciate that they're giving an attempt at it. We have to change the system.
Well, and let's be clear. We're not beating up on the traditional public school, comprehensive school system. But there needs to be changes to it, changes that they can't make.
Do you know, young, bright people like you who sit in the front of the class and made that work for them really didn't have a problem in the schools. And obviously, a charter school is not for every student because it does take a certain amount of self-motivation, but it's done because the teachers are sitting with them and care for them. It's very important, Joe.
Yeah, I have dropped in on your system and a few others, and you watch some of the kids that go there. And some of the kids I've spoken with that actually go to a charter school will say, as you said earlier, I'm not comfortable in a regular charter school. I'm not comfortable doing A or B or C. And the fact that they can ask the teacher a question one-on-one, you know, it's a closer-knit education environment. They seem to enjoy that so much more. Hey, we got to go for a quick break. When we come back, though, I want to talk about the oversight of a charter school. What kind of oversight do you go through in the different states? But we'll be back in a minute. We'll talk about that. I'm with Jeff Brown. He's the co-founder of Learn for Life Charter School System. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. We're talking education. You need to learn something.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Please answer the question.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. You're listening to The Real Side on Genesis Communication Network. Hey, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. You can find out stations and times and 855-REAL-JOE. And Dad, my dad listens to the show and he always says, you say the number too fast. You know, but Dad, not everybody's 70. You know what I'm saying? I mean, 855-732-5563. If you're driving, don't write it down. You can get it later on. I always appreciate the time you spend with me. If you get the app, if you'd go to the website when you're at home, not driving in your car, and you'd get the app, you can actually call from the app. It's a no-brainer. Seriously. Anyway, you know, we talk a lot about education on the show, and I was one of those kids that you had to have guards at the gate to keep me in, not to keep me from getting in. So I just saw no value in education. I couldn't stand sitting there all day long, and at the time, they were still doing education the way they've been doing it for 100 years. But there are so many more options for your kids. And you need to understand that, again, not every child learns the same way. Not every child can sit in a classroom all day. Not every child can be in the same building. You know, I know they move from class to class to class. I grew up on the East Coast. The buildings were enclosed. It was disgusting because it would be beautiful outside, and we couldn't get outside. In California, we have the luxury of having the classrooms. The kids can move between buildings. Jeff Brown, co-founder of Learn for Life, is with me today, and they've got a large charter school system here in California and throughout the country. And I got to tell you something: what I've seen them do, and I'm sure you're not the only charter school group that is doing a great job, but they're the ones I'm familiar with. What we've seen them do, and I've seen them do with young men and women that can't end up in a comprehensive high school, is just phenomenal. I think it is anyway. Jeff, thanks for being with me.
Oh, it's my pleasure, and I really enjoy being able to discuss the charter school movement with you, Joe.
Well, I want to drive the point home. You don't have to. I'm not beating on teachers or educators as a whole. This is a system. This is a system that pigeonholes them into a certain way of doing things and doesn't allow them to be creative as they could be. You agree?
I agree, and I don't think that the system is allowing the teachers that we actually have in the regular system to be able to be as free as they'd like to be. A teacher comes into a program, a regular high school program or elementary school program or whatever, with great intention and really a desire to teach. And sometimes they're inhibited by some of the restrictions that are put on legislatively, which really has nothing to do with the education, and they should be able to move. Well, I live in a district, and you're very familiar with it, with a tremendously successful high school and elementary school program. And even with that, there are still students that need a personalized learning program.
Well, you know, it's funny because as this has fleshed out over the years, and I've been doing more and more stories about it, until the charter school movement became popular or well-known or really to start getting some legs, it was one of the only government programs that was shoved down our throats that you had no choice. If you lived in this area and you were two blocks from this school, that's the school your child went to, even if they had a 70% dropout rate. And I was telling you during the break that there was a charter school. The thing that turned me on to this, or made me aware of it, was there was a charter school company that went into an L.A. Unified school. The parents finally took the school over and brought them in, and within 18 months, they flipped the graduation rate. You know what the kids said? The teachers cared, and the school was safe. I felt safe in school.
I'll give you an example of that, and that's really not our type of school, but there is a high school here in Southern California that was taken over by the parents. As a charter school, just as a basic charter school, to take the educational system into their own hands with the same teachers. They didn't fire teachers. With the same teachers, they went from a 52% graduation rate to a 90% graduation rate. Doesn't take a genius to figure out we need some space.
Now, but, Jeff, what you'll hear some people say is, yeah, but see, charter schools they don't have the same oversight that a regular school has. They don't have the same rules that a regular school has. That's why they can just graduate these kids and they do so well.
I would like that person or those group to sit down and take a look at what we have to do. We are so transparent. The oversight is not only state, county, but the districts that we work in have to be able to see what we're doing. Our requirements are as high or higher than the regular school system in order for us to perform. So our students have an opportunity because of the one-to-one student-teacher relationship. Otherwise, the education and the standards are the same. They're the same, Joe.
Yeah. No, I agree. And the other thing is, I'm not stuck in your class 8 hours a day, right? I mean, whether, you know, some kids can pick up really well in an hour or two. I was one of those kids in a lecture hall, didn't have to take notes, but I could regurgitate the whole thing to you. I had other buddies of mine that would walk out of the lecture hall with 8 pages of notes, and they still couldn't remember anything that was said. So we all learn a little differently. Your kids aren't stuck in a classroom 8 hours a day, right?
No, they're not. The requirements of an independent study program, we call it personalized learning in Southern California, but throughout the nation they're getting more and more aware of an independent study program where the student doesn't have to sit in a class for 6 hours a day and getting bored. And that happens.
Yeah.
Now, there are students that need the 6 hours a day, and that's great. And if they're doing that, it's fine. But let's reach what the student needs and excite them so they want to come back and take their time.
One of the areas, you brought it up, and you know it's the only reason I even ran for school board, because I saw it going away, was career tech education. In our day, when we used when a tablet was actually a slate and a chisel, when they called it industrial arts for you older guys like myself out there. And it was one of the things that kept me in school. We were doing away with that. Public education was doing away with that as a whole. You'd have to go find a trade school somewhere. But you've got to find the passion of these kids young, and your charter system has actually gone down that road of firing up some career tech ed programs, correct?
Oh, we have so many right now, and we're constantly growing with them. We purchased a print shop so that the students could learn to work in retail portion of it, the actual printing portion of it, distribution portion of it. We have a Cisco program with, as far as computers, where the kid takes the computer, takes it apart, puts it back together, and gets a certification. That student could leave high school with a certification and get a $35,000 a year job walking out of high school. We also are working with internships with various businesses throughout the community to get these students to understand, I want to be a beautician. Really? Well, let's work there for 6 weeks and see if we really want to cut here. But we're giving opportunity, and the kids need that. Joe, 17% of our kids are going to go to the university. 17%. Now, it would be nice that no child left behind and we can all go there. But then what? Who's going to take care of all the other trades that we need to be taken care of? So we try to find out what that student's interested in, what they're excited for, and give them an opportunity to try it.
And the kids coming into that program, you know, I'm gonna hang on this for a second because, you know, I love this stuff. The kids that come in on that program, can you actually see the change in their attitude towards being at school, towards learning, towards education as a whole?
Yeah, we were talking about the student that is required to come to school and sit 6 hours a day, and then they have to do this and that. Well, when I get kids excited in these programs, I can't get them out of the school. So it's a whole different program.
Well, you know what's really funny is, again, when I went to school, what they did to me, my guidance counselor, a very smart guy, he gave me English, math, and science for my first three classes. And then I had now 3 hours of school. But I had another 3 hours where? In the shop classes.
Right.
And that's why I came. If I came late, he wouldn't let me go to my shop class. So guess what I was always on time for was my English class first thing in the morning.
We have a system in California where you have to have a certain amount of credits in order to graduate. And it could be anywhere from 140, depending on the circumstances, to 215. The problem with that is you have two types of credits. You have what they call core subjects, which are what you just said, mm-hmm. your old reading, writing, arithmetic.
Mm-hmm.
Or you have electives. Now, electives are a thing that you get a credit for, but you may not have learned anything. We try that if you're going to be in our program, as far as your career tech, you better have your core subjects down too.
Yeah. So, and that's what I want people to understand is that, again, this might be an alternative learning style, but it's not.
It's called learning.
Yeah. but it's not a substandard learning. I want people to understand that because, you know, I believe in you, and I know you do too. We believe in a public education system. The problem is, again, you have to have different styles for different kids.
You know, Joe, you mentioned earlier, or the program earlier, that all charter schools aren't that good. There are other ones that are not that good. We know that. We try to police ourselves. By the same token, there are a tremendous amount of great public education schools that are functioning well. It's the ones that aren't that we need to help. And we're not their competitors.
No.
We should be their partners.
No, I've noticed that about a few of you that I've spoken with. You don't see yourself as competitors.
No, we're partners. We're reaching out to help out.
Yeah. All right. So when we come back from the break, though, what I want to hit on is, and I'm not beating on the NAACP, but it's quite interesting. And again, I've been working on education for the show now. The show's 8 years old, but we really got heavy in education 5 or 6 years ago. And I bring people in that are part of these groups, part of these cities, part of these towns. Interestingly enough, the NAACP is trying to squelch the charter school movement. I want to talk to you about that on the other side of the break. People need to know about it, and they need to know where they're getting their numbers and information. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN. Don't go far. We're talking education. You need to hear this. If you have, well, if you don't have children, you have grandchildren, you need to hear this. We'll be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardovite. Cardovite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardovite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars, but by the 1900s that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Hi, a couple of nitwits.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. You know, I don't think you can make music like that anymore. Isn't that, don't they call that misogynistic or something? I mean, calling a woman a brick house? Seriously. Anyway, I'm Trump, senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're talking education on the show today, or on this particular segment. And, you know, again, every kid is a little different. We all know that. I have four children, and you would never know they were from the same parents. They're so different. They learn differently. They act differently. They react differently. And we had to find different ways to get them excited about education. So I've asked Jeff Brown to join me today. He's one of the co-founders for Learn for Life, and it's a charter school program, a charter school group that very, very prevalent here in California, but also across the country as well. And Jeff, again, thanks for being with me today.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Joe.
You know, one of the reasons I reached out to you again was the NAACP is looking for a moratorium on charter schools across the country, not just in certain areas, but across the country. And I'll say this, because I don't mind doing it. I'm livid at what I see happening across this country when, you know, Washington, D.C. at one time had more charter schools than public schools, and then and they were doing great. They had actually flipped the dropout rate, and the kids felt safe, and they loved it. And the parents were up in arms because when a new administration came in, they cut out that whole system. Made absolutely no sense. We see the same thing happening in Chicago. They've got some of the worst graduation rates in Chicago. They have some of the highest paid teachers. So from Joe Messina to the public, let me tell you what. You telling me that money makes a difference, that we need to spend more money in our education systems, that is just flat out wrong. If you look at what's being spent in some areas, horrendous amounts of money, and they've got some of the worst education programs around. What the NAACP is fighting is exactly the program that's helping people in their areas, in their group that they've been fighting for years. Why would they do that?
Joe, let's put it this way. I'm very disappointed in the position that the NAACP has taken because 85% of the students that attend our school are minority students. African-American students, Hispanic students are in our school. 85%. So
wow.
the group that actually is getting the best results from what we do are the communities that really are the NAACP folks. So I would like to take this opportunity to invite the NCAA folks to come visit their local charter school. Not what you see on some report that you got from people who are anti-charter, but come visit. Walk into our charter schools. You don't even need to have an appointment. Come on down, walk in any charter school in the United States of America, walk in, meet them, and then tell me that this is not a good program. Folks, you don't understand it.
Yeah, no, they don't.
I'm getting a little upset, that's okay, Joe.
Well, you and I have the same passion for these kind of things, and we grew up kind of in the same way and what have you. And a lot of kids in my neighborhood didn't finish school. You know, they had to go to work for mom and dad. There was no alternative for them. These kids belonged to families who just came over from Italy. Parents barely spoke English, but they had a small store or a small business. There was no way for them to learn. And some of these kids went back afterward. If they had had a charter school type of program that they could have gone to, those kids could have gone educated while helping out their parents. And we were in the north end of Boston in the 70s was referred to as the Bangladesh of the United States. We had more people per square mile than any place else in the country. Very poor. I would have loved to have had that program then.
I'm going to tell you a little quick story about the charter movement and how it happened to us. I started 15 years ago with just a thought. There were 9 of us and 50 students. 15 years later, I have 30,000 students that we are serving now. And the majority of our students are in the lower income areas. I would ask that NCAA folks to come down to South Central Los Angeles, to Watts, to the areas that we are serving diligently, and watch those kids fight gang lines to come to our schools. So, come on, guys. Get serious. This is a good program.
Well, and that school in L.A. that I was specifically talking about, the parents and the students, if you wanted to draw a common thread through that interview at the time, every one of them said, we feel safe. Coming to school because we feel safe now.
We sent out a survey to our parents and our students to fill out why did they come to the school, what do they feel about, and what do you love your teacher, and all that sort of good stuff. But number one was safety. Number one, that's amazing,
and I don't know. It's to me, when it comes to our kids, we give more time, I'll say, to social issues than hunkering down and giving our kids the basic. You know, we're screaming about jobs, we're screaming about what people are getting paid. You know, we're screaming about all these things that come all the way back to education. And then we joked about it in the beginning, but reading, writing, arithmetic. How about we get our kids understanding, you know, how to add, how to subtract, what it means to show up to work, like your career tech ed program. Just go back to the printing thing. They've got to do estimates, right? They've got to lay out a plan. They've got to logically think it through as to how they're going to get it done. They've got to order supplies. All those things also help you in daily life. We don't do that in school anymore.
I had a really sad experience yesterday, as a matter of fact. I went into one of the little local stores to buy something, and the gal told me that it was $1.77 was my change. So I gave her 2 cents. And I said, she said, well, what do I do? I said, you give me $1.75. Now, I felt so bad for this young girl. She was trying to work. She was trying to have a job. She worked at a little, it was one of those 99-cent style stores. She couldn't make the difference between when I gave her the 2 cents. It confused her. I'm not going to let that happen. I'm not going to accept that. And I think anyone out there listening, make sure that your student is in school. Make sure that they're learning and make sure that they're working. If they're not, get a hold of your charter school and let them work with you.
So, Jeff, in this system or the charter school system, as we've been talking about, independent study. Some kids only in California. You were telling me they're only required to show up one day a month, but you don't use that.
Even I don't believe that the student can learn one day. No, when we started the program, we recognized it was really based on a home study program where they had a mentor of each of the kids and the parents were the teachers. So we set up a program where the student had to come more than once a week. And then we, as I said earlier, we find out as the kids get more and more excited about it, they're coming and they're staying. Incidentally, we are really getting very involved in sports now, too. We're putting sports programs back so that the kids have that physical opportunity and the communication. Remember, they're coming by themselves, so they're dedicated. And you're going to find that these kids are not losers. They're strong.
Oh, no. I've spoken to some of those kids. I know where they're at now. This is almost like you called it independent study, but for some people who are very pro homeschool, but they really don't feel like they have the ability to homeschool, or they don't really understand how to homeschool, this could be, or it can be used as a hybrid type of system where they can homeschool their kids to a certain degree and bring them into the charter school system, right?
Actually, that's true. We deal with a lot of homeschool people, and it's, I could homeschool up to about fifth grade, and then I wouldn't be able to teach my student and my son or daughter anything. But so these are available. They can bring the student in, and the student can learn. But more than that, it gives that parent a way to learn how to teach their kids, and we have programs for that. When that student reaches junior high school level, homeschooling is not really there. They need a place to go, and they can go back to the comprehensive school, but that's a shock to them.
Yeah, you went by that for me too fast. See, people have to understand too, if you feel like your kid's falling behind, I would have rather given you the money, but when my son got behind, we talked about where he was at with his grade reading level. I brought him to a learning system. It cost me $13,000 to get my son where he. And I'll tell you what, the school couldn't figure out he couldn't read. I figured out he couldn't read. Okay, and once I got his reading stuff taken care of, guess what went away? His behavioral issues went away.
We talk about reading and math as the two critical areas. Well, if they might be really good at math, but if you can't read the question, you don't know how to do the answer. So, no, reading is extremely important. The student wants it. You know, we have a term that they use, at risk. Now, when you hear at risk, what do you think? You really think of a gangbanger? You think about it? No, they're at risk of not graduating high school. So I like to change that. Folks out there, let's call it at need. Let's give these kids what they need.
And that's the other thing, too. If your child is going to high school or junior high school, and they're just a little behind on credits, they're having a hard time catching up or doing whatever, the charter school is a great opportunity for them to jump in there for a year or however long, right?
Right. As a matter of fact, that's why I talked earlier about we're going to cooperate. We're your partner. So a student could come to us for a year, 2 years, go back to their regular school, graduate with their peers, catch up on what they need to do, and we encourage that. If you really want to our statistics, 85% of our students graduate. But not all from just us. 54% graduate from us, 30%, 31% go back to their regular school to graduate, and the others, unfortunately, just don't make it.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know what? We have that in the regular comprehensive public school system. Look, even if you don't know whether you're near a school like Learn for Life, you want to head out on the website. That's Learn4, the number 4, Let's not be stupid here. Learnforlife.org or 877-360-LEARN, 877-360-L-E-A-R-N. Come on, learn. I have to tell you to spell that.
You could come to our school, Joe.
And learn how to spell it. I think that would be great. But even if they don't have a school near you, maybe they can help you find a school. Jeff, you know, I'm in education. I appreciate what you guys do. I actually appreciate what most charter school systems do for the kids because you need an alternative learning way. So thanks for being with me today. Very much appreciate it. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to The Real Side on GCN. Don't go far. There's a lot more tomfoolery after the break.